Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 15th. You'll be interested to know. 74 years ago, today, in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered as a groundbreaking achievement in television storytelling, showcasing innovative comedic timing and a charismatic ensemble that captivated national audiences. Its production innovations and audience-first filming techniques set new industry standards and inspired generations of creators to expand the possibilities of televised comedy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 48 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:59, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:58. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 62, and temperatures dropping to around 56 in the afternoon, along with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 41 and a gentle northwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 7 with a low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 54 and a northwest wind of 10 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 26. Nighttime stays partly cloudy with a low near 42 and gusty northwest winds. Then Friday turns sunny with a high near 60 and a north wind near 10 miles per hour. Sunday warms to near 71 with mostly sunny skies before a likely round of rain showers Sunday night, with lows near 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Governor Maura Healey is calling on the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities to conduct a comprehensive review of gas and electric rates and charges in the state to identify ways to cut customer costs. She stated energy bills are already way too high for Massachusetts residents and businesses, emphasizing the need for this first-of-its-kind review. Healey's efforts are part of her Energy Affordability, Independence, and Innovation Act, which aims to deliver over $13 billion in savings to residents and businesses. Eversource spokesperson William Hinkle affirmed their commitment to affordability, stating they are focused on ensuring safe and reliable energy services for their customers. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers took control of the National League Championship Series with a decisive 5-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers, taking a 2-0 lead. Yoshinobu Yamamoto delivered the Dodgers' first postseason complete game since 2003, despite allowing a leadoff home run to Jackson Chourio. Teoscar Hernandez contributed significantly, hitting a home run to tie the game. Despite Milwaukee's strong bullpen, they struggled to capitalize, swinging aggressively at first pitches, which ultimately backfired against Yamamoto. The Brewers now face an uphill battle as the series moves to Dodger Stadium. In local sports, how do the 4-2 Patriots have the National Football League's worst-ranked run game? Despite their record, the Patriots rank 32nd in expected points added per rush and success rate per rush. Coach Mike Vrabel noted the inconsistency in their running game and emphasized the need for improvement. With the right adjustments, the Patriots could enhance their offensive production, especially given May's impressive performance. In top news, stung by subscriber losses, cable and satellite services are developing strategies to win back cord cutters. Pay television providers now have a new message for consumers: your ex wants you back. Spectrum and DirecTV recently held press events in New York, promoting a more consumer-friendly experience. Spectrum introduced an app store, allowing customers to access streaming platforms like Disney Plus and Hulu, alongside cable channels. DirecTV, in response to consumer demand, is offering smaller, more specialized channel packages. Despite an overall decline, early indications show some customers are responding positively to these changes. In business news, the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN price hikes begin on October 21, 2025, affecting various streaming subscriptions. New subscribers will see increased rates starting that date, while existing subscribers will notice the change on their first bill after October 21st. Most plans will be impacted, but ad-free Hulu and ESPN Unlimited will maintain their current rates. Signing up for an annual subscription before October 21st can save you significantly. For instance, the annual plan for ESPN Select will rise by $10, while Disney Plus will increase by $30. Additionally, the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Unlimited bundle remains unchanged, offering a limited-time discount. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $112,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,100. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.49. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Samsung is officially teasing the launch of its Project Moomhan headset for next week. On October 21st, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Samsung will host a World's Wide Open Galaxy event to reveal more about the device. The headset will operate on Android XR, a mixed reality platform developed by Samsung, Google, and Qualcomm. According to Samsung, it is designed to scale across form factors, bringing AI to the center of immersive, everyday experiences. The announcement comes as Apple appears close to launching a new version of its Vision Pro headset. Apple is reportedly shifting focus from headsets to smart glasses development. And in entertainment news, critics are questioning whether Jared Leto can still be relied upon to lead a franchise, as his latest film, Tron Ares, disappoints at the box office. Despite a dramatic London premiere, Tron Ares earned a mere $33,200,000, falling significantly short of expectations. Insiders note that the film's appeal was limited, particularly among young males, and its cinema score was only a bland B+. With Leto's previous films, such as Morbius, failing to draw audiences, there are doubts about his future as a leading man. The sentiment among industry insiders is clear: no one asked for this reboot. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American television producer and writer, Norman Lear. And he said, "Life is made up of small pleasures. Happiness is made up of those tiny successes. The big ones come too infrequently. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.